Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Paterka trailing for Kroos, trying to go underneath. That's off in. The bar and in. And Utah, with an explosion to start this third period, have taken a 3-2 lead. All the way back from 2-0 down.
Lawson Kroos, 3:22 into the third, very early. That was at one point, a 2-0 Buffalo lead, and he made it 3-2 Mammoth, and that's all they would need. That's the game-winning goal. Our goal of the game tonight brought to you by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Early detection of cancer is our goal. Get in the game at roswellpark.org/WGR. We welcome you here into the postgame. Brian Colziel with you just 10 minutes before midnight here in Buffalo, and another collapse for the Sabres here. This one probably the worst of the season in terms of having a lead and then letting it slip away. It was 2-0. Buffalo is playing very well. Isaac Rosanne had two goals. It was a nice story to start. Colton Ellis was playing very well. But then all of a sudden, to start the third period with a 2-1 lead, the Sabres give up four, three of them in the first half of the third period. J.J. Paterka, the former Sabre, who hadn't really done much in their two meetings this year, a part of both of those goals. He has a goal and an assist there, the goal to tie it, and then the setup of Kroos to win it. And then Schmaltz would add some insurance. Keller, the empty netter, a 5-2 final. Buffalo has yet to still win on the road this year. Six road games, zero wins so far. A 0-4-2 record in those games. Buffalo now has just 14 points in 16 games here, a 5-7-4 overall record. And tonight's game, as we talked about in pregame, Buffalo with plenty of injuries and many of their better players are out. However, their best two goal scorers are still playing. And for Alex Tuch and for Tage Thompson to have 0-0 shots on goal, you want to throw McLeod in there on that line, who also had zero shots on goal? I mean, that's just unacceptable. For Tage Thompson, Alex Tuch, and Ryan McLeod to have zero shots on goal, like, that's just unacceptable. That cannot happen in this particular moment where the Sabres are without Benson, without Kulik, without Zucker, without Norris, without Dahlin. Your best players have to be the best, and they were absolute no-shows tonight. On the other side of things, Utah, their best players stepped up. And, you know, right now, there's no easy way to say that Buffalo doesn't have it hard right now. They do. I just rattled off all their players. They've got their captain, Dahlin, and they've got four really good forwards in Benson and Kulik and Zucker and Norris that are all out. The facts are the Sabres are in a tough spot right now. With that being said, the games still go on. The standings still move. And guess what? That means your best players have to step up and play their best. And for Tage Thompson and for Alex Tuch to not even register a shot on goal at the end of the night, again, I call it unacceptable, embarrassing. Alex Tuck's contract, I have no idea how much of that is a factor in terms of his inconsistencies this year. Kevin Adams could have put an end to that this summer and gotten it done. That's now lingered into the regular season. Who knows how much of that is a factor. Thompson has been very, very inconsistent this year. And, you know, Ryan McLeod, who even I thought was a very, very good player last year for the Sabres and had a nice role, has been very disappointing this year. You know, how Buffalo defended some of these goals here, very, very poor. Paterka's goal that kind of got it all going. Maybe if Paterka doesn't score, maybe it doesn't feel like an onslaught. He goes right through Krebs and Malenstein and Byram, three players there with very weak defense on all of them. And Paterka, who has essentially almost been virtually unnoticed in five periods, the three here in Buffalo 2 weeks ago and then the first two here, now he's got a goal, and now he sets up the next goal from Kroos at 3:22. And, you know, he beats Ellis down low. I know Paul tweeted about how Ellis is down on his knees there. Like, that's how he's taught. That's what goalies are taught right now. It seems like NHL players are that good that if they have that opening, they're going to take advantage of it if you have a good goal score. So I still don't understand that. You know, Marty Baron has said that's how they're coached. I'll believe it. I'm not a goaltending coach. I just don't like it. It seems like they let in goals there. At that moment, it's 3-2. There's still 16 minutes plus to go. I would have loved for Lindy Ruff to take a timeout there, settle the team down and say, look, okay, we've got off to a horrendous start in this period, but there's still 16 plus minutes to go. Let's, you know, take a breath. Let's get this done. Here's what I want in these next shifts. When it's your turn to get out there for your next shift, here's what I want. And didn't use the timeout. The Sabres in this forever long 14 season of drought, that is one thing that has bothered me, whether it's been Lindy or the pile of coaches before, their obsession with not being able to help their team within games. There's not a ton at, you know, during the game that maybe the coach can do strategically or motivationally or any of these sort of things at times, but they do have one timeout, and for Lindy to walk away from this game not even using it during that course of that third period, to me, like, that's on him. I'm not saying the Sabres win, but it's still a move he should make. 5-2 Utah. Here's Alex Tuck with Paul.
Alex, you guys went in the third with a lead. You actually had a 2-0 lead at times. What happened to it, and what happened in this game?
Some sloppy play, not staying above their guys and giving them way too many opportunities. Thought we played okay in the first couple periods. Aussie's line had a really good game, I thought, tonight. Thought Cozy's line was pretty good. Obviously, we went to three lines there, so I don't think our fourth line was bad. Just a couple tough chances against, but my line was not good tonight, and we had to be better.
You guys did have a good third period as a line. Were you surprised you couldn't build on that for this game?
You talking about last game's third period?
Yeah. You guys as a line had a good third period. Were you surprised you couldn't build on that for this game?
Yeah, no, it's something that we would have loved to have built on. We didn't do that. It's unacceptable. We just have to be better. There's no other way to say it.
What needs to change with your top line to be productive offensively moving forward, especially with Colorado on the horizon tomorrow?
Yeah, we got to play with a little bit more pace, a lot more support, a lot more confidence too. We know that we can make plays, and we just have to bear down and make them.
Is there confidence an issue with this line?
I don't know. I don't think it's an issue. I just think that we didn't play with it tonight.
Is there a feeling that you hung cold enough to dry a bit with all the saves he was making the
Absolutely.
First two periods?
It was unbelievable for us. He was amazing, and the goals that did go in are, I mean, really good goals. I mean, post in, there's just stops that, like, I mean, he didn't even have a chance on because we just had breakdowns and gave up really bad opportunities.
We've talked about this in other games. You guys had two golden opportunities to make it 3-1, a post again on one of them. Mm-hmm. Do you think it's a different hockey game if you can capitalize on one of those two golden opportunities to make it 3-1?
Yeah, no, I mean, definitely. I think that gives us a little bit more momentum, even if we were on our heels a little bit. But they hit some posts too. So never know how it's going to go. But, yeah, we just have to be better as a whole. It's funny with me.
Alex, your team had three shots on goal in the third period. What does your team need to do to generate more of an offensive fight in the third period?
I thought their team played well in the third period to just shut us down and stay in front of us, not give us any odd man rushes. And they were chipping pucks out, especially once they got the lead. They came out flying in the third period, and we should have expected that and matched their intensity a little bit more and not allow them back in the game so easily.
Thank you, Alex. Alex Tuck, and we'll keep it right here, Brian. And we're going to walk over here to Colton Ellis. Colton, since the last time we saw you in a game, it was October 22nd. You've battled back spasms since then. How have you kept yourself ready and ready to go for this start?
I think it's just coming to the rink every day with the same mentality, you know, working on what I want to work on and taking it day by day, not looking too far in the future. And, you know, I think that's helped me kind of stay ready and, you know, continue to grow my game.
You had good rebound control tonight. Sometimes when goalies don't play, rebounds are all over the place. You looked like you had rebounds right where you wanted them, didn't you?
Yeah, I thought, honestly, like, I felt pretty good. You know, I think it just goes into coming to the rink every day and kind of having that mentality of, you know, wanting to get better and work on the details that, you know, I want to work on. And, yeah, I think that definitely helped me.
In your first start, no shots for 10 minutes this one. You were busy early. It's easy to get back in the swing of things when the puck's in your end so often early on.
Yeah, I think, you know, like my first game, like you said, not having many shots. Try to find other ways to stay engaged. But I think, you know, getting quite a few touches right off the rip tonight, you know, you get a feel for the puck, and especially not playing it a little bit. But, yeah, all in all, it was, definitely nice to get some touches right away.
You made some good saves on them. They had some wide open looks and up the middle and everything. How did you feel the overall game was for you as you look at the overall game of your game?
I thought it was good. You know, not looking at any video or anything right now. I think the first two periods especially was my reads were good. I was staying over pucks. And I think in the third period, maybe it got a little away from me for a short moment of time. And, you know, they made some good plays and capitalized that. But overall, I think, you know, there's definitely some good in there that I can take. And, you know, definitely some things that I want to work on as well.
But this is a team game. Do you feel it kind of got away from everybody?
I mean, I think we did, but we came out great. I thought in the first, you know, a couple minutes, getting up by one, early, you know, that was something that exact goal was something we've been working around the last couple weeks. So, you know, to come out and apply something that we've been working on and, just got to continue to keep doing that.
Thank you, Colton Ellis. And we'll have one more here, Brian. Isak Roseanne joining us here. And Isak, you guys got off to a 2-0 lead. That's a lead you got to hold on to. What happened where it just kind of got away from you guys, giving up 5 unanswered goals?
I think we're still playing the right way, and if you can't do that, then they're going to score, of course. So, yeah, I think that's – yeah, we got to keep playing the right way. I think we did before. When we were 2-0 up, I think we played the right way, and we got to keep doing that.
You obviously are full of confidence, especially with the way you scored your 2 goals. And Oslin, too, and Quinn, all 3 of you looked like you were full of confidence to get that 2-0 lead. Do you believe you were?
Yeah. I mean, I think we're finding each other pretty good out there. And, it was nice to score 2, but, you know, it doesn't matter now. So, yeah.
Isak, what does your team need to do to put together a complete game? 3 shots in the third period clearly wasn't enough.
I think it starts with you can't go away from playing the right way. Because when you do, it's harder to find back to play in the right way, I think. And I think when we did that, it was hard to get a push even in the third when we got down 3-2 there. So we didn't get a good push either, and yeah, we have to have a push there.
On the second goal, I'm guessing you and Noah have combined on something like that in Rochester before. It just looked like you guys knew exactly where you guys were going to be. It was you to him, back to you, and all 3 passes were right on the stick, and it seemed like you guys just knew where you were going to be.
Yeah, I mean, he's a very smart player, and if you find open spot, he's always going to find you almost. So I think we have pretty good chemistry, and trying to bring that up here too.
You have to get secondary scoring, and you guys got that in this game. Did you just look at it that that's the way you guys got to help out with the secondary scoring?
Yeah, for sure. I think we can. So it was good to do that today, even though it wasn't enough today. But we got to keep trying to do that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Thank you, Isak. Isak Ruzan on the post game. Brian, back to you.
All right, Paul. Good stuff there in the locker room. Thank you. We heard from Alex Tuck. We heard from Colton Ellis. And then right there, Isak Ruzan, who scored both Buffalo goals tonight in the 5-2 loss at the Sabres. Are now 5-7-4. They remain in last in the Atlantic and last overall in the Eastern Conference. 14 points in their 16 games and no wins in six on the road. Yes, they've played 10 at home and six on the road, but to have no wins on the road so far, I mean, that obviously is a huge factor as to why the Sabres are where they are in the standings. Lindy Ruff is coming up here. While we wait, let's get some final stats in. They're brought to you by Level Financial Advisors, helping you retire better. Visit levelfa.com. Shots in the third. How about this? 14-3, Utah. And that's what it felt like, for sure, as if the barrage was on from the Mammoth. 14-3 in the game, 37-19. And as we mentioned individually, Tuck and Thompson and McLeod, zero combined for all of them. Power plays, both teams were 0-2. Buffalo maybe could have added to their total in the first period. They had back-to-back power plays, even had 7 seconds of 5-on-3. But now the power play still needs work, but they only had two tries tonight. Special teams not that much of a factor in this one. In the net, Valmenka gets the win with just 17 saves. Ellis, the loss. I thought he played good. 32 saves. 37th shot went into the empty net there for Keller. The Blue Star Home Service is 3 stars. Your heating and cooling experts, ready to improve your home's comfort game plan. Get started at BlueStarHS.com. DeSimone, the Western New York native, star number 3. He had a goal. Kraus, the game winner, star number 2. And how about this? J.J. Paterka, star number 1 with a goal and an assist. That's your Blue Star Home Services, 3 stars. The attendance at Delta Center tonight, 12,478. And Buffalo will be right back at it. This will be a tough trip overnight. They're heading to Denver. The airport is not close to downtown Denver. They've got to still leave from Utah. It's going to be a tiring night, but they've got to go right back at it, taking on the Avalanche, a team that they've just had horrid performances against over the last few seasons. Last year, 2 disastrous collapses. We all know about the 4-0 game at home that Buffalo blew and lost 5-4 in regulation, and then they blew a 2-goal lead on the road in Colorado and ended up losing that game in overtime. So bad history with the Avalanche. They obviously lost already earlier this year at home to Colorado, so it hasn't gone well. And the Avs, of course, head tonight off, so they're in their beds right now getting some sweet dreams while the Sabres will be traveling back tonight, getting in late, and have to go back at it tomorrow with another 9 p.m. Eastern start time. We'll have it for you right here on the Sabres Radio Network, and of course we'll have pregame an hour ahead of time at 8 Eastern on our flagship station on WGR. All right, a couple more individual stats here while we wait for Lindy Ruff. Oh, never mind. Lindy Ruff's ready. Here he is with Paul.
Lindy, when you build a 2-0 lead, do you just got to get out of here with a win?
Like, I mean, with the manpower we're down, you build that lead, you've got to defend better. We didn't defend. We didn't defend well enough. We're a better defending team than that.
You had a couple of golden opportunities. We've said this so many times, to make it 3-1. One hit the post, and then don't fan on a rebound that if he hits it, it's in. I mean, if you make it 3-1, is this a different hockey game?
Possibly. Again, I thought, a couple of mistakes we made that allowed them opportunities. That scramble play was a, play. It looked like we're putting it in the empty net. Even I think Kesselring got the rebound and he backhanded it into the goaltender. So could have been a big difference in the game. But you don't know that because we didn't put it in.
Top line didn't have a shot in this game. What they did to change?
Top line didn't. The top line, we did. We just needed more. I had to change. We didn't get enough out of them. We got a great night out of the Austin line. If you look at what Doan, Greenway, and Kozak were giving us, they got in on some good opportunities. But it was a night where our top line, we needed more out of.
How disappointing is that when you need wins like you need them?
Yeah. That's disappointing. I mean, we had a couple power plays, didn't get much done, 5-on-5 with that line. It was a tough night. It was a night that you had to switch the pieces around.
Was there a point in the third where you're thinking of taking a timeout?
There was. There was a couple times after a whistle, though, that obviously I felt they were tired and we could stay out there. Maybe after the second one, but, I think we were holding the fort pretty well. Thanks.
Lindy Ruff on the post game. Brian, back to you.
Okay, Lindy Ruff, short and sweet there. Well, not so sweet if you're him. Obviously, he had pretty much everything to say about the top line not performing. Okay, 5-2 Utah, Colorado tomorrow. As you throw up there, another heavy challenge. But before we talk about the Avalanche game, let's go right back to Delta Center and Paul Hamilton's final take here. Paul, I mean, we've been down this trip before here for the last handful of seasons of blown leads. It was just in a different location tonight, and the Sabres obviously, did not handle adversity at all well in the third.
You basically said it earlier, 1,000% inexcusable. Inexcusable. Your top line can't play like that. It's such an easy thing to say, but boil this down. Utah's best players were their best players, without question.
Buffalo's best player did not show up tonight. And Alex Tuch said that himself. I'm not talking behind his back or anything else. He said it himself. That's inexcusable. This team has to win hockey games. It has to. This team could be done by this weekend. Done. And we're not even to Thanksgiving yet. And you play like that, you got the secondary scoring that we've been talking about.
Yeah.
You know? You got it.
You were getting the goaltending, too.
Yeah. You were getting the goaltending. You were getting the secondary scoring. They couldn't. And it amazed me that Schmaltz, Cooley, and Keller never scored till the end, because they were absolutely just all over this hockey team. Buffalo could not handle their speed at all. And that was one of the problems. Other than that, they were playing well. I mean, the Sabres had more shot attempts at the end of the second period than Utah did. It was that line that was killing them, backing them off, and just absolutely killing them. And then they finally scored. I mean, it was Ellis. Ellis made some great saves against that line. And, you know, just so they couldn't handle that speed. But you cannot have your best players show up like that when you have won one game out of seven. You're on a three-game losing streak, and you're in danger of losing your season. You cannot have your best players not show up, and they absolutely were invisible tonight, and that is totally inexcusable.
Well, let's start with Ellis, Paul. I thought for two periods he played well. He said he thought in the third maybe here and there. I know the game winner, it's low. It's from a bad angle. I know fans are upset that that went in. I know you said, look, this is how they're coached. But these NHL players, Paul, are just so good. If there's an opening and on the same side where they're shooting at, I feel like, you know, they're gonna bury it. But I know that's – I know you've told me that Marty Baron says this is how they're coached. And, you know, so
I guess
we really can't – yeah, go ahead.
He and I have had this argument so many times. He's a goaltender in the NHL, so I'm sitting there trying to argue with a goaltender.
Right.
But his point is this. It's analytics. It's percentages. If a goaltender takes away most of the net but leaves the top open, percentages say he's going to make more saves that way than he is playing it stand up or trying to cover the top of the net. And you're right. I mean, how many times have we talked about guys hitting the top of the net because the goaltender's down on the knees? But that is what they are taught, because it's percentages.
Yeah.
I totally disagree, but I want to say Marty Baron played goaltender in the NHL. You and I did not.
Yep.
But I see players. The guy that picked the top of the net here is not J.J. Paterka. He's not Cage Thompson. You know, he's not one of their big goal scorers. I mean, and he popped it up there because it was wide open. Not Ellis's fault. He's doing what he's told to do. I'm fine with Ellis tonight. Really, I really am. I mean, you just can't take a 2-0 lead and come out, first of all, with no points, and not come out with a win, especially when you should be as desperate as this team and your best players showed no desperation at all. Why? Why? Are you trying to get somebody fired? Why? What are you doing? I don't get it.
Yep. Paul, J.J. Paterka, if we didn't know to look for him in these games because he's a former Sabre, we would never have noticed him through five periods.
Absolutely.
The meeting two weeks ago and then the first two here. But there was some Olé defense from Krebs and Malenstein and Byram on that play.
Sure. No. He was, you know, J.J. was invisible, I thought, throughout, you know, the five periods of the game. And all of a sudden he got energized and was able to come out, and three guys missed him, and you know what he can do. How many times have we seen him score a goal like that?
Yeah.
You know, we absolutely know what he can do. And next thing you know, in 2.5 minutes, he has a goal and an assist when really, for five periods, we really never even noticed him, you know? So, but that's what he can do. All of a sudden, he catches fire. Look out. And he's got that kind of a shot. You give him that chance there, he's going to score more times than not, believe me.
Paul, Alex Tuch's contract, I know he's not thinking about his contract in the third period, but do you think just overall in this season we're not seeing the best from him? Like, is that – does it have to be a distraction, or is that something that media like to bring up?
Well, his agent was quoted as saying, and I actually heard the interview, so I know the quote was accurate, that, you know, Alex wants to concentrate on the season because this team has to start winning hockey games, and he doesn't want it to be a distraction. So, you know, that was his decision, and they said, like, let's table it for a while to see what happens. I'd love to know, is it Kevin Adams or is it Terry Pegula who thinks the Sabres have leverage? Because it's a joke. Whoever it is in the Sabres organization who thinks they have leverage on Alex Tuch is hilariously wrong. They have no leverage whatsoever. Alex Tuch has all the leverage. And it's a complete joke that the Sabres think they have leverage here. So either sign him or don't. Sign him or trade him. Figure it out. Because you have no leverage. You know what it's going to take to sign him. So either do it or get rid of him. And then start over. Because you're going to start over if you get rid of him. And the fans are going to riot down there.
Yeah, I just, why, even if he says it's not a distraction, even if there's a small, minute chance that it could be in his head in any capacity at any point here, why would you even want to take that chance? You've got a player that has scored mid-30s in this league, all-star caliber player who's very good in both ends, all three facets, and he wants to be here? Like, I just feel like that had to have gotten done over the summer. And
how many times have you heard Kevin Adams say, we want players that want to be here?
Right.
You got one right now. And I'd love to know who on this team thinks that they have leverage over him. Because they have none. It blows my mind. Maybe it is the owner. I don't know. But somebody in this organization thinks they have leverage over Alex Tuch. And it's hilarious. And it's hilariously wrong.
How many 30-plus goal scorers in this NHL say, I want to play for the Buffalo Sabres? After Alex Tuch, I'll count zero. How many supposed trades has Kevin Adams tried to make that he says, well, the no-trade clause is causing the issue? Or how many free agents have maybe taken less money to go to other teams because they know they can win? Like, you have a 30-plus goal scorer that wants to be here. I cannot believe that they've gotten to get this far. Again, I'm not saying Alex Tuch doesn't get a shot on goal tonight because he doesn't have a contract, but it's around. It's there. If he's got a long-term deal here, Paul, I feel the buy-in with Tuch to be a part of the solution is 100%. But
well,
anyway, I don't want to go too far.
I think he's played better than Thompson has. I mean, yeah. there have been way too many games where Thompson, and tonight was the worst for both of them. I don't think they've had a worse game in a couple of years than the two of them had in this game. And why? Well, only they know.
And it's not like Thompson is playing with fourth liners, Paul. I mean, he's playing with good players. So I know there's few left here, but, I mean, you're playing with Tuch and McLeod. Like, that should be good enough to score. But
yeah, they played very well in the third period in Carolina. Why can't you just pick up from there and go? But this is sports, and they couldn't. And if Buffalo's best players were their best players tonight, they probably win the hockey game because other players were playing well, and you got that secondary scoring, and you were getting good goaltending. So if your best players are your best players, you probably win that hockey game.
Yep. Okay, Paul, this is a tougher turnaround.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On for them, right, with travel and Colorado and, well, Colorado beyond that. But this is, they've got a long night ahead of them here to get to where they need to be.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yep. Paul, I wish you safe travels. We'll talk on the pregame tomorrow.
Okay, sounds good. Take care.
Okay, great. Paul Hamilton in Utah at Delta Center in Salt Lake City. Sabres fall 5-2. Yeah, I don't mean to go too hard on the contract thing. Like I'm not saying Alex Tuch not having a contract doesn't mean that he didn't have a shot on goal tonight, but it's the overall just perception. You have a player who wants to be here, who has a ton of good attributes, both offensively, defensively, special teams, in the locker room, out of the locker room, off the ice, on the ice, in the community. He wants to be a Buffalo Sabre. There are so few. You think, honestly, if you got Tage Thompson to answer right now, do you really want to be a Buffalo Sabre? We could snap and put you somewhere else with the exact same contract somewhere else. You think he's honestly going to say, I want to be a Buffalo Sabre? I'm going to say no. I'm not speaking for him. This is only my opinion. How many players on this team would flip right now if they could that have been here for a while? How many 30-plus goal scorers in the NHL said, I would like to be a Buffalo Sabre? How many? I don't know. I mean, that's, again, I'm not equating this loss all on Alex Tuch's contract, but it's a layer, in my opinion, that wouldn't have to be there. And we'll speculate because Tuch's play has been inconsistent, as has Thompson's. And Thompson's, and I would agree with Paul, Thompson's probably be even higher up on the list in terms of what is going on with his inconsistency. But nevertheless, a two-goal lead evaporates into a 5-2 loss. At this time, we're going to say goodbye to all of our local affiliates. If you want to keep listening to the postgame, you can go to WGR550.com or the Odyssey app. When we come back, we'll get you a few more highlights. We'll update you on the standings, and we'll read some tweets. Send them in. We'll get connected with our fans powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. Send them in at BrianWGR on Twitter. 5-2 Utah. The Sabres still without a win on the road. They're in Colorado tomorrow. I'm Brian Culziel. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
Odyssey Sports Broadcast has been brought to you by GEICO. Switch and save. Get more with GEICO. Sports Radio 550 WGR Buffalo and WKSE HD2 Niagara Falls Buffalo, 98.5 FM.
An Odyssey Sports Station.
Pass up the center ice. There's the speed. You got to be careful of Cooley. Drops it back, and Colton Ellis with a great read makes the stop. That's what the Mammoth do, and Ellis has read the book already.
Colton Ellis in the first period, he was very, very good. That's your save of the game. Dan Dunleavy on the call. Brought to you by your Upstate Honda dealers for great deals. on the entire Honda lineup. Visit your local Upstate Honda dealer today. 5-2 Utah. If you stayed up late, as you're here at almost 12:30 in the morning, well, I appreciate you staying up with us here. At least you got some riveting, passionate conversation from Paul Hamilton and I last segment. Lindy Ruff wasn't too happy. We'll read some tweets here as we get connected with our fans powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. You can always send them in at after each and every game at Brian WGR. Oh, boy. So, Tage and a slug. I appreciate this trip down memory lane. So, if you follow me on Twitter, which you should, if you're listening to me at 12:26 a.m., you are a diehard Saber fan. You probably do. TJ, how about this one? You know how I usually will, you know, I'll put three or four quotes from each player of or synopsis of what they said to Paul.
Of course.
Yeah, so Tage and a slug here says, time is a flat circle. He actually is, he's quote tweeting me from a tweet of mine, October 29th, 2011. And I wrote, Lindy Ruff on the finish to this, a finish of this game, quote, unacceptable. October 29th, 2011.
Incredible.
I
got to hand it to that person for pulling that out. For knowing that
existed
somewhere before.
Yes. I hope you're listening, Tage and a slug. That's an interesting handle there. But I appreciate you bringing me back here to now, 14 years ago, October 29th, 2011. I tweeted, Lindy Ruff on the finish of the game, quote, unacceptable. That's what he said tonight. Yes, time is a flat circle. I don't even really know if there's any other better tweets than that one tonight.
I think you read the tweet of the night.
That is amazing. A lot of tweets about Tuck. Tim says he looks like he's going through the motions. Michael says Tuck needs to show up. So does Thompson. Niagara on the Lake says, I would put Thompson back at center. He's accomplishing zilt on the wing. Let's see here. Brian, Tuck took the whole night off. Yes. Let's see. Aaron says you should clean house altogether. I like Lindy, but the fact that he kept his whole staff. Yep. Puck buddy, Mike says, please make it stop. Andrew says, Tuck, $15 man right here. Talking about not showing up, not playing well. Yeah. Lots of tweets there for sure.
The people do be tweeting, Brian.
Yes. The good thing is even when you think you've gone to bed, you grab your phone and you start going through Twitter comments like this. The odd pile says, wait until tomorrow. They play like this, they'll really get killed. This coaching staff is giving them nothing. I like Lindy too. I don't think he's the reason they're losing, but like, help your team. They're falling apart. It's 3-2 with 16 minutes to go. Use your timeout. NHL coaches seem obsessed with keeping their timeout. I don't know what for what. I know they all think they need it with, like, you know, 40 seconds left. Inevitably, they almost never use it. I don't know. You don't have maybe as much power as other coaches and other, like, it's not like, oh, well, I'll take this pitcher out and put a new pitcher in, or I'll have a pinch runner here. I mean, I guess you can bench players, things like that, but there's certain things the NHL coach can't control. When it's unraveling and you're on the road, like, stop it. You have a chance to try and stop it. Again, I'm not saying they win the game if Lindy Ruff calls timeout. I don't know. It's been a pet peeve of mine, and Lindy's not the only one. The coaches have done it for years. But
That was a Don Granato special of not taking the timeout after a bad period.
And I feel like his reasoning part of that was always, like, he was scared that he might need it for a challenge, right? That was always a big thing with him. Like,
yeah, all those challenges that coaches are out here winning and everything every night. For inexplicable reasons.
Yeah. At least the new rule that you get a penalty if you're wrong now has made less challenges. I still hate them. They still take forever, but there's less now because of that. So I think at least that was a semi-good rule by the NHL, putting that in. But anyway, thanks for the tweets. As we get connected with our fans, powered by Verizon, get to your local Verizon store today. 5-2 Utah. Let's see what happened elsewhere here as we take our drive around the league now, brought to you by AAA. An official partner of the Buffalo Sabres. All right, light night in the league elsewhere. Big win for the Rangers in Tampa tonight. They win 7-3. They're now 9-7-2. Edmonton in overtime gets a game-winning goal, and it's Roslovic who got the goal. 2-1 final over the Flyers. New Jersey in overtime. The Devils are 12-4-1. Wow, 7-3. I'm sorry, 4-3 the final tonight. All right, let's go college football now. UB drops to 5-5, trying to get themselves a bowl victory. They lose at Central Michigan 38-19. They're now 4-2 in MAC play. Let's go to Big Four College Hoops. The St. Bonaventure men go to 3-0. They win at home over Siena 75-66. Canisius goes to 2-2. They get a three-point win at the Kessler Center over Mercyhurst 58-55. And the UB women drop to 0-3. They fall at Vermont 73-55. Okay. Our score, Utah 5, Buffalo 2. The big story tonight, again, the 2-0 lead turns into a 5-2 loss. The top line, no shots on goal. And yes, Colorado tomorrow. That game, Buffalo's not going to be favored on paper. I'll just say that.
Why? What's going on?
Colorado has some good hockey players, TJ.
Oh.
They have like...
What are those?
They have like Nathan MacKinnon and such. Yes.
That's crazy.
I know. I'm sorry, I'm ruining this. I know you...
I try not to be too dry about this, but...
I don't want to ruin tomorrow's...
It must be nice to have a hockey team that wins and has players you can get behind and don't take... You know, nights off or don't have zero shots as the first line play. Anyway.
I don't want to steal my, my own thunder from tomorrow's pregame, but Buffalo's recent history against Colorado would say they're in trouble tomorrow.
Yeah. I don't think I can put it any better than what you just said.
Yes. Let's see. It's 12:32 in the morning. Let's see. Do they have the line for tomorrow's game? Ooh, Colorado is -325.
Oh, my goodness.
Ooh, Colorado is -325 tomorrow. Woof. What's that equivalent to in an NFL spread? 14, two touchdowns? Is it more? 16?
-325 is just, that's, it feels like a 3 or 4 goal lead.
Yeah, that's large. All right, well, tomorrow's pregame, we'll update the betting odds, and Paul Hamilton will be with us. We'll have Lindy Ruff, we'll have player interviews, we'll obviously talk more about this, break it a little bit more down, and get you ready for the Sabres and the Avalanche tomorrow at 9, pregame at 8. Hope you can be with us then. For now, though, we'll say goodnight. I want to thank our crew, TJ Luckman, of course, contributing quite a bit here to the postgame. We appreciate TJ's contribution as always. Thank you, TJ. Kyle Powell on our social media. You can check out his game story, WGR550.com. Tom Maddy is our engineer. Paul Hamilton, our reporter in Utah. And for our game announcers, Dan Dunleavy and Rob Ray. I'm Brian Colziel. The final again, the Mammoth 5, the Sabres 2. Thank you for listening. Thank you for staying up late if you've been with us throughout. And we'll talk to you tomorrow. Sabres and Avalanche pregame at 8 right here on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network. Good night, everyone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.